say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me, somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say
before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. I don't wanna kiss or hold your hand. If it's phony, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me?
I'm so sad and lonely,
baby, take a chance with me. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me?
I'm so sad and lonely,
baby, take a chance with me. If you want someone to make you feel so fine, then we'll have some fun when you're mine, oh mine. So come on, come on, come on. Little child, little child.
You know you should be glad with a love like that. You know you should be glad.
These are the sounds which complete the picture. But is there anybody in the civilized world who does not conjure up a mental motion picture of the performing Beatles at the first sound of their distinctive style? Which Beatle one immediately thinks of may vary. In Australia, it might be mournful-faced Ringo. In Germany, it might be the baby-faced Paul McCartney. In Britain, it might be the literate Beatle leader, John Lennon. In America, it might be the more quiet but whimsical George Harrison. While still others make no individual distinctions, they just see all four Beatles in motion, hair flopping, guitars waving, girls screaming. But everybody has a mental motion picture. And that picture, plus the Beatles sound, is the formula which, when fed to the youth of the world, brings on Beatlemania.